are the Aldridge family. They say that when you grow out of the teenage group, it's like being expelled from paradise. You can't ever go back. But you can recall that time in your life in the misadventures of Henry Aldridge. It's early evening, and the scene opens in the Aldridge living room.
Boy, Homer, that's rich, isn't it?
Sure is, Henry. Go on, read some more.
Henry, your father is trying to read his paper.
Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
That's all right. I'm sure my paper isn't as amusing as whatever it is you and Homer are reading.
We're reading Willie's column in the school paper.
Yeah, the Centerville High Lowdown.
Would you care to hear a couple of items, Father?
No, thank you. I just struggle along with my own paper, dull as it is.
Yes, sir.
And please try to be a little more quiet, boys, won't you?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Aldridge. We'll read to ourselves, Mother.
Good.
What is it, Homer?
Listen to this, Hen. What boy was seen with what girl on what day having a soda at what drugstore?
How do you like that? That's the third time this week Willie's mentioned me. Look, Homer, Willie mentions you, too.
He does? Let me see.
Right here. Yesterday, most of the students in Mr. Miller's manual training class finished their coffee tables. Homer Brown is still working on a breadboard.
Some mention.
Hey, here's some real dirt. Flash, George Bigelow, and Natalie Bishop have...
You mean they've actually...
It says here they...
Please, I'm trying to light my cigar.
Oh, sorry, Father.
Boys, why don't you take your paper out on the front porch?
Never mind, Alice.
If you'd rather we left, Father...
Oh, no. There's nothing in my paper but news. Nobody has... But anybody.
Gladys Prentice.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that I'm taking her to the baseball game Saturday?
Well, not exactly.
That I took her to the class dance?
No.
Well, what does it say?
You better read it yourself, Hen.
Let's see. A very cozy twosome these days is Gladys Prentice and George Bigelow. They can be seen almost any time at the Haven's drugstore. Homer, this is nothing more or less than yellow journalism.
Oh, it's just a gossip column.
That's no excuse for printing lies. Come on, Homer.
Where are you going, Henry? Where are you going?
You'll find out.
It looks like George Bigelow is spoiling Henry's dinner.
Oh, speaking of the Bigelow, Sam, they're coming over for bridge.
When? Not this evening, I hope.
Yes, dear.
Alice, I just wanted to relax and take it easy tonight.
Sam, I had to ask them. We've been to their house for bridge the last three or four times.
Well, I wouldn't mind so much, but the way Frank plays bridge is so annoying. He overbids, plays the wrong cards, forgets the rules.
But he always wins.
That's what's so annoying. Alice, isn't there some way we could get out of it gracefully?
Dear, I don't know how.
Now, Frank's a good friend and quiet, and I don't want to offend him, but... I'm sure you can think of something.
All right, Sam, but if I make some excuse, I don't want them to catch us at home. We'll go to the movies.
The movies? No, Alice, absolutely no. I will not go to the movies tonight.
Very well, then. It's Bridge with the Bigelows.
What time does the feature start?
I'll go find out.
And when you call the Bigelows, make it plausible.
Don't worry, dear. I'll think of something.
Call again, Henry. The line can still be busy.
Oh, are you on the phone, Henry?
I won't be long, Mother. Hello? Hello, operator. Please give me Elm 2320.
All right, dear, but hurry. I have an important call to make.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Prentice. Can I speak to Gladys? She's not there? Well, do you happen to know where... You don't? Well, did she say... She didn't? Thanks, Mrs. Prentice.
She isn't home?
No. She's probably out with Agnes.
Agnes is in Abbott City.
She is? Homer, I just happened to think, I don't remember our English assignment for homework. I'd better call somebody and find out.
I know what it is, Hen. It's page 140 to 150 of Ivanhoe.
All the same, I better call and make sure. Operator, please give me Elm 6354.
Well, that's George Bigelow. Why call him? He never does his English homework.
Homer, that doesn't mean he doesn't know what it is. Hello? Could I speak to J. he isn't.
Well, do you know where he is, Mrs. Bigelow?
The Haven's drugstore? Oh, somebody called him and he went out? Some fella, I suppose. Oh, it was a girl, huh? Thank you. Goodbye. Homer, I think I'll go out for a walk.
Okay, Hen, I'll go along with you. I feel like a soda, too. What are you looking for, Henry? Do you see anything?
Homer, I'm not looking for anything. And besides, there's nobody here.
Nobody here? The drugstore is full of people.
It was just a figure of speech.
Oh.
And look, there's Windbag Willie Marshall. Do you know what I've got a good mind to do?
What?
Come on. Listen, Willie.
Don't bother me, fellas. I'm working against the deadline.
Oh, what are you writing, Willie?
I'm reviewing the new movie that opened at the Bijou tonight. I'm giving it 4 bells.
The picture was that good?
No, but I got in for nothing. Why should I fight the hand that gave me a pass?
Listen, Willie, you ought to be careful about the lies you print in your column.
Oh, yeah? Any lies you see in my column happen to be the truth.
Is that so? Didn't you say that George and Gladys are always here in the drugstore?
Sure, and it's true.
That's funny. I don't see them anyplace. Do you, Homer?
Not me, Hen, old boy.
Well, for your information, they were just here. As a matter of fact, they were right in the next booth.
Oh, sure, Willie.
But they were.
We know, Willie. We know.
Listen, you guys, I tell you, George and Gladys were sitting right in that booth not over 5 minutes ago.
Willie, do you have to make things up just to be important?
Hey, Hen.
What, Homer?
Willie's half right. Here's George's algebra book.
Let's see. That's George's algebra book, all right. I'd know that ketchup stain anywhere.
You see, I was telling the truth.
But it all proves, well, I mean, proves that just George was here, not Gladys.
Hey, Henry, be careful. You dropped something out of the book.
Let's see. A letter. Looks like a girl's writing.
Willie, I'm surprised at you. You know it's not right to read somebody else's mail.
Newspaper men are supposed to read personal mail. It's a matter of principle.
Just the same, I don't think you ought to read it.
Henry, doesn't it look familiar to you?
Homer, if you think I think Gladys wrote it, you're wrong. And besides, lots of girls use green ink on purple paper.
Boy, is this hot. Listen.
Willie, I don't think you should.
Please believe me. This whole thing is just a misunderstanding. No matter who I go out with, it's always you I'm thinking of.
Boy, Henry, that Gladys.
As for that party you may have seen me with, I just want you to know that that party means nothing at all to me. In fact, less than nothing.
Did you hear that, Henry?
So what, Homer? Gladys is old enough to make up her own mind about who she wants to go out with?
What a night and this'll make for my column.
Willie, I won't let you print that letter. Give it to me.
I won't. Now, quit shoving, Hen.
Let's have that letter, Willie.
Grab another hand, Hen.
Let's go. I'm keeping it.
Hey, guys.
Oh. Hello, George.
Here you are, Henry. You can have it.
Wait a minute, Willie. Did I leave my algebra book around here?
Algebra book? What kind?
The kind you're holding in your hand. Let's have it. Hey, Gladys, here it is. I found it.
Oh, I'm glad, George. Hello, boys.
Oh, Gladys.
Boy, am I glad. Hello. I found this book. There's something pretty important in it. Hey, Gladys?
I should say.
Gosh, Gladys, it isn't here.
Well, are you sure? My goodness, George, don't tell me you've lost it.
Well, I put it right here in the chapter on binomial theorems. Henry, is that my letter you're holding?
This?
Well, what do you know? So it is.
Come on, Homer.
Not so fast. This letter's been opened. I'm going to punch you right in the nose, Henry.
Henry, you opened a personal letter?
Gladys, I never...
That's the lowest thing I ever heard.
You don't understand. I
think I do understand.
You do?
Yes, and you can just go to the baseball game without me. Come on, George.
Gladys, if you'll just listen. Gladys!
Oh, boy.
Willie, why didn't you tell George you were the one who read the letter?
Homer, how could I? You know what a temper George has.
You could have told him it was a matter of principle.
Also a matter of principle to keep from getting slugged. And I hope I can remember how that letter went.
Willie, you're not going to print that letter.
Well, sure I am, and with a headline.
Listen, Willie, why involve innocent people?
Like who?
Well, like Gladys.
Well, you don't think I'm going to kill a big story like this, do you? I owe it to my readers.
Look, Willie.
Nothing doing. It's my duty to print it.
I suppose you know George won't like it.
George?
Sure. It's his personal mail you're making public.
Henrietta, friendship to you, I'll sit on the story.
You will? Gee, thanks, Willie.
But you'll have to do me a favor.
Anything you say, Willie, just name it.
Well, I have to go over to Abbott City early tomorrow to cover the teachers' convention. I want you to deliver my column to the print shop at school tomorrow.
Is that all?
Consider it done, Willie.
Okay, here's the column. By the way...
Yes, Willie?
Supposed to be there at 7:30.
What? In the morning?
7:30?
Don't forget, we made a bargain.
I don't know if it was such a bargain.
Okay, Willie, it'll be there at 7:30.
Well, I'll see you guys. Be sure it's there on time.
Boy, Henry.
I'll admit it's pretty early in the morning.
Morning? It's the middle of the night.
Homer, it won't kill you to get up early one morning.
Maybe not, but it sure won't do me any good.
Willie thinks he's such a big shot with his column. Look at this, Homer. He can't even spell.
What?
Look at the way he spells success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
And he calls himself a journalist. Go on, change it, him. Cross out a C.
Homer, success is supposed to have two C's. But it's not supposed to have two S's on the end.
Are you sure?
Are you?
Why don't we play safe and cross out a C and an S?
Good idea. There. Yeah, looks much better.
Yeah, it does at that. Charlie Clark, success. A bunch of the boys gathered at Charlie's house to watch him shave. This is the second time this semester. Charlie has high hopes of a mustache in the near future. Pretty sensational.
Well, you know what I have a good notion to do with Willie's column?
What?
Let everyone know how... Well, let them know the kind of guy George Bigelow is.
But George might not like it.
That's the point, Homer. That's the point. Hand me that pencil.
Here are your eggs, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Alice.
Sam, you know my rule about reading the Morning Times at the table.
This is yesterday's Centerville High lowdown. I was just reading Willie Marshall's column in the school paper.
Well, by the way, Sam, Frank Bigelow called you. He wants you to call him right back.
All right, Alice, in just a minute. Listen to this, will you? Names in the news. President Truman and General MacArthur.
What else did he say?
That's all. Just get this, Alice. What Centerville High student with the initials G.B. who recently with Natalie Bishop is now being seen in the company of what unsuspecting girl? Does she know she's taking a chance of being tossed aside like an old shoe tree?
Oh, no.
Oh, Alice, this is priceless. The popular Centerville citizen Will Brown and father of popular Homer Brown has been raising the question with his popular wife, Mrs. Brown, over the matter of too much starch in his collar.
Oh, no.
I'd give $1 million to see Will Brown's face when he reads it. Oh, Alice, I'm in here.
You are?
Yeah, listen. Mr. Aldrich, popular Centerville lawyer and father of the popular Henry Aldrich, attended a movie yesterday evening with his wife, the popular Mrs. Aldrich.
What's so funny about that?
Oh, now, where's your sense of humor, Alice?
Well, I'm glad it strikes you as funny, Sam. I just hope the Bigelows enjoy it when they read it.
The Bigelows?
Yes, Sam, the Bigelows.
Good heavens, I forgot about them.
And I told them you had to work.
You didn't.
Maybe you can convince Frank that it's a habit of yours, taking work to the movies.
Things have come to a pretty pass when a person can't go to a movie without the whole town knowing about it.
Oh, my goodness, Sam.
What is it, Alice?
Do you think that's what Frank Bigelow's been calling you about?
Look, Frank would never read the school paper. I don't think.
Don't forget, George probably brought the paper home.
What am I going to say to Frank?
I don't know, dear.
How did Willie find out we were at the movies? Who... Henry!
Sam, don't blame Henry. Willie was at the movies, too.
Were you calling on, Father? I was just about to leave for school, if that's what's on your mind.
It was nothing, Henry, and answer that on your way out. Sam, it's possible that Frank won't see the paper.
Hello?
Hello, Henry?
Oh, hello, Gladys.
Is Willie there?
Willie?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
What do you want him for?
Did you see his column in yesterday's paper?
Why,
just like to give him a piece of my mind. I've been working my fingers to the bone trying to help George make up with Natalie Bishop.
You have?
Sure. She was angry because she heard that George was running around with other girls.
Oh.
I even helped him write a perfectly wonderful letter that couldn't help but bring them together again. And now Willie has gone and spoiled the whole thing.
Gosh, Gladys.
Poor George.
Poor George.
Well, I'll have to hang up now, Henry.
What's your hurry, Gladys?
I've got to go find George. At a time like this, he needs someone.
Henry.
Listen, Gladys.
Goodbye, Henry.
Hi, Homer. About those things we put in Willie's car.
I know. I just ran into George Bigelow, and I thought you'd better know.
So?
George says that he personally, single-handed, will make hamburger out of whoever wrote that thing in the car.
Oh, boy.
And he's out looking for Willie Marshall right now.
Now getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldridge. It's later the same morning, and the scene opens in Mr. Aldridge's office.
Hello?
Hello. Can I please speak to Mr. Aldridge?
Oh, it's you, Alice. Hello.
My goodness, Sam, I didn't recognize your voice.
Maybe we had a bad connection.
No, I can hear you perfectly now.
Did he sound, angry?
Well, he was a little excited. What are you going to say to him?
I think I'd better give him a little time to cool off.
I don't know why you don't call him right away and get it over with.
Alice, I hope you don't think I'm afraid of Frank Bigelow.
Dear, I didn't say
that. Because, after all, I haven't done anything criminal.
I know.
But if you think I have any fear of speaking to him, I'll certainly call him.
When, Sam?
First thing in the morning.
Are you sure he didn't get past your home?
Henry, I've been watching the entrance for 40 minutes. He can't be in school unless he came early. Were you to the print shop?
Yeah, he hasn't been there yet. We'd better make sure we get a hold of Willie before George does.
Gladys is looking for Willie, too.
Boy, if Gladys finds out I had anything to do with that column, she'll never look me in the face again.
And if George finds out, she won't recognize your face.
Well, I don't think George is really that sore, do you? Do you?
All I know is that George hit Toby Smith once, and Toby was out of school for 3 days.
He was?
And George liked Toby.
Homer, will you quit exaggerating? There's only one thing for us to do.
Get transferred to Abbott City High?
We have to get rid of Willie.
Get rid of him? You mean for good?
No. No, we've got to keep him out of sight for a few days till George and Natalie make up.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Hiya, fellas.
Willie, how was the convention yesterday?
Pretty dull. How would you like to spend the whole day with teachers?
We did.
Not the same thing. Did you guys turn my column in on time yesterday?
Sure.
How did it look?
It certainly did, Willie.
Well, I guess I'll go down to the print shop and look at a copy.
The print shop? Well, Willie, you don't want to do that.
I don't?
How about a caramel, Willie?
Well, thanks. Come on, you guys. Quit crowding and let me pass.
Gosh, Willie, who's crowding?
You are. Don't move over, will you?
Willie.
What?
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
I think he looks a little pale.
I do?
Oh, it's probably nothing.
I don't know, Hen. There are all kinds of things floating around that a person could catch.
You guys think it's a little warm?
No, as a matter of fact, it's a little chilly.
Gee, maybe I got a fever.
You are a little flushed.
You just said I was pale.
Fastest change I ever saw.
I don't feel so good. Maybe I'd better see the nurse.
That's a swell idea, Willie. And we'd better hurry while you're still able to walk.
Boy, I feel terrible. Hen?
Yes, Willie?
Can I lean on you?
Uh-huh. You look all right, Willie. What's the matter with you?
I've got symptoms, Miss Fox.
Symptoms? What kind?
Well, that's the frightening part. I don't know.
Oh, that's the most dangerous time.
It is? Oh, boy.
Henry, Homer, are you also victims of this rare malady?
Oh, no, Miss Fox.
No, we just helped Willie to your office.
I see. Stick out your tongue, Willie.
Stick it out? Eh.
Oh, dear me. Have you had any colds lately? How about headaches? Do you ever have them? Very well, Willie. You may put your tongue back now.
Thanks, Miss Fox. What do you think I have?
Willie, I think you have a very severe case of ancient history.
What?
Patients with symptoms like yours usually have that malady.
I beg your pardon?
We also get quite a few algebra cases and some Spanish cases. So what class have you got?
I got study.
Well, maybe I'd better send you home.
I don't think anyone would be calling me.
Yeah, I suppose I'll have to answer it. I'm sure it isn't for me.
Henry, I really think one of us should have taken the phone.
Yes, sir, I guess I should.
Oh? Bigelow?
Oh?
Oh, just a moment.
George.
Frank.
You see, I told you it wasn't for me.
Mother.
Alice.
It's for you, Sam. Frank Bigelow.
Well, I suppose I might as well get it over with.
Sam, you mean you haven't spoken to him yet?
It kept slipping my mind, Alice.
I wouldn't blame him if he were angry now.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Sam. Good heavens, I've been trying to get a hold of you for ages.
I know, Frank. I'm awfully sorry. Look, Frank, why don't we get together for bridge tonight?
What?
And maybe make a weekly game of it. It's always a pleasure to play with you.
Well, thanks, Sam. I'd like that.
You would?
Sure. And listen, Sam, the reason I've been calling you, I had a rush deal to develop a completely new corporate setup.
Oh?
It was a big job, and since I couldn't get a hold of you, I had to call in Ed Harrison.
Oh.
Sorry, Sam, but I couldn't wait.
Oh, that's all right, Frank.
We'll see you about 7 for bridge.
7?
Sure, let's get an early start so we can have a nice, long evening.
Oh, sure, Frank.
Oh, by the way, is Henry there?
Henry?
Your son.
Oh, of course.
Will you put him on the phone? George wants to talk to him.
All right, Frank. Henry, telephone.
Telephone, Father. Fry?
Yes, George Bigelow.
George? Well, gee whiz, Father, couldn't you say I'm sick or not home or that I...
Nonsense, Henry. I don't know what's happening with you and George, but I can tell you if you have a disagreeable job to do, get it over at once. That's my motto. From now on.
Yes, sir.
Here's the phone.
Hello, George.
Listen, Henry Oldrich, I found out about the whole thing, and let me tell you what's going to happen to you, wise guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to come over and punch you right in the nose.
All right, George, all right. Come on over and punch me in the nose, and I'll punch you right back.
You what?
I'm pretty mad myself after what you did to me and Gladys.
How about me and Natalie?
You and Natalie? Let me tell you a thing or two about Natalie.
Never mind Natalie. Let me tell you a thing or two about Gladys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can't tell me a thing about Gladys. What about her? I'm leaving, Mother.
Well, where are you going?
To the baseball game, remember?
Oh, who are you going with, Gladys?
No, Mother. No, Gladys is going with Homer.
Oh? Natalie?
Then Natalie's going with Willie.
Then who are you going with?
Well, excuse me, Mother. Hi there! I'll be right with you, George!
Thank you.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service.